Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to, but they happen to be my views. For the next hour, the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing? Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, these are certainly exciting times, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Well, let me just, for our listeners out there, I mean, here we are, here, all this falderall about the crisis over in Europe, and oh, my goodness, what's going to happen to Greece, and what's going to happen to Spain, and what's going to happen to Italy, and is the euro going to survive, and ladies and gentlemen, this is all political theater. I had an opportunity the other afternoon, if you didn't hear the interview, you can hear it up on our website at radioliberty.com, with a fellow named Pavel. I will not even try to pronounce his last name, but he was a Soviet Russian citizen who had the opportunity of going to the secret archives that were released when the phony fall of communism back in 1991 or so. And one of the things he found out, of course, that the people from America, the members of the Trilateral Commission, people like James Baker, were over there negotiating with the communists, and of course, trying to keep the socialist system over there. Socialism doesn't work. It didn't work in Russia. We were trying to prop it up and keep it going, as we always have. But he, of course, was able to, in the archives, see some of the private, the personal communications. And basically, they were telling, of course, the Americans, James Baker and the others from the Trilateral Commission, were telling the Russians that it was going to take 20 years before they could consolidate the European Union into one nation. Now, the Europeans don't want this. The European people don't want it. But there is a small elite that runs the world, and they specifically run Europe. They run the United States. Their goal is a one-world government. And it's just 20 years later that this whole European now governments are all consolidated. The people don't want this. But they're not being asked, they're being told by their leaders, because their leaders are all bought and paid for. Who bought them and who paid for them? Well, let's just point out they have a new appointed premier in Greece. His name is Papademos. He just happens to come from the Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission. There's only about less than 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in Europe, and yet one of them was recently appointed the premier of Greece. In Italy, of course, Mario Monti came to power. He was the new appointed the premier of Italy, who replaced Berlusconi. And, of course, where did he come from? Why, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, too. And they're all in on this together, but, of course, we can't let the American people understand that we do not elect our representatives. There is an elite that represents them. They seized control of our government many years ago. If you doubt that has always been the plan, of course, you need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have used copies. On page 280, and you can get those used copies through my ministry, Barry Goldwater explains what it's about. As he says, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but David Rockefeller's Now, the Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is the financial and commercial is control of the financial and commercial interests. He's referring to the world, of course, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States when Barack Obama came to power, of the I think 85 members of the Trilateral Commission, 75 members, 12 of them were in his cabinet, are in key positions. Well, Melody, certainly it's difficult for people really to understand that sort of thing, isn't it? I mean, they can't really believe a little clique runs the world, and you'd never be mentioned by Russia.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That 1% is running everything, and they're absolutely right. But it's much less than 1%. But they rail against Wall Street, they rail against the banks, but they never tell you that they all tie into the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission has about 75 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. You go to their website, trilateral.org. There's a place there you can actually punch in, pull down there the list of the people. You'll find there the people who control Barack Obama. But they controlled George Bush before that, and they controlled Bill Clinton before that, and George Herbert Walker Bush, and they controlled Ronald Reagan's administration. Oh, Ronald Reagan, you know, was this wonderful president that had our conservative values. Well, he talked about our conservative values, but he gave us the biggest deficits we'd ever seen, federal deficits. He gave us the biggest increase in taxes America ever had up until that time, when in 1986 he doubled the tax, income tax, or probably the Social Security and Medicare tax. We never talk about that, nor do we talk about the fact that David Rockefeller brings out in his book Memoirs, and if you haven't read it, you need to get it. And David Rockefeller points out that when Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States, he invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to come to the White House for dinner. And, of course, he appointed them to key positions in his administration, just as Jimmy Carter had done and as George Herbert Walker would do when he became the president. A small group controls everything. They want a world government. The whole crisis in Europe is to unite Europe, despite the fact that people don't want it. Most of the governments don't want it. They're being forced to do it, and nobody is telling the American people. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people had better understand this and then understand the spiritual forces behind the Trial After Commission. If you haven't seen their logo, it's made up of three arrows. The three sixes shaped like arrows joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. 666. They understand it. Of course, the average American doesn't. Our ministers won't speak about it. We're not supposed to talk about religion. We're not supposed to mix religion and politics. That, of course, is the sort of message that they had in Hitler's Germany, where the Christians were told, remember what it says in Romans 13, we're to be submissive, to the government. Well, our government that God gave us is a government where the power of the central authority was to be limited, where the sovereignty came from God and rested with the people. And, of course, it's been stolen, and there's nobody speaking out against it. And if you read Erwin Lutzer's book, which we carry, Hitler's Cross, Erwin Lutzer, the senior Sydney pastor at Moody Bible Institute, Erwin Lutzer will tell you that they used Romans 13 in Hitler's Germany, just exactly as they're using it in Obama's United States today. Well, certainly what's going on as far as the markets are concerned, Melody, what's going to happen? They've certainly knocked the stilts out from gold and silver. Do you think it's still a good investment, or do you think people ought to be more wary and try to find out something more stable?
Well, I don't know what else is. I don't know what else there would be that is more stable. Certainly we've seen some volatility in gold. We've had some major pullbacks. But the fundamentals for gold, have these changed? No. I mean, if anything, they have intensified. We see a little bit of strengthening in the U.S. dollar, but really the U.S. dollar is still weak considering where it has been. I mean, it's just recently is stronger than it was. So, I mean, if you look to gold as a long-term investment, which we always do, gold is a better safe haven than what the U.S. dollar is. And we can have these fluctuations on a short-term basis. The higher we see the price of gold, I think we're going to see bigger swings in the price. We're going to have a little more volatility. I remember talking several years ago with Bob Chapman, and we talked about the higher the price goes, you're going to see $100 moves in gold in a day. And, of course, certainly with when you have those types of moves, when you have Wall Street that is basically against gold, and our government, they're against gold. They don't want to have a higher price in gold. They take these situations and they jump on them to make the situation worse. And, of course, a lot of these situations, we believe are also rigged by the government in order to see the pressure of gold go down. This morning we saw gold trading $15 higher in early trading. So by the time it got open, till the market opened, of course, it started to come down, and we ended down a few dollars again today. Same thing right now. We have gold trading up, $12, $13, so we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. So if we remember the fundamentals and we hold gold as a long-term investment, people will do fine. As I mentioned, all the fundamentals, they've intensified. There isn't anything that's changed. And gold is still up this year. Gold is still up over 9% over the last 12 months. And if you look at any of the other indexes, the S&P, the S&P is actually down. So gold has beaten, I believe, the S&P for, the last 10 years or so. So I think gold is still there. You still need to have it in your portfolio. I still believe we need to own more gold in our portfolios. And we need to be make sure that if anyone is in paper investments, they should have an equal amount of gold as the insurance protection for your wealth. So, no, gold is still very much a buy. And it was interesting is we've had a lot of sellers. And industry-wide, there has been a lot of sellers in gold. But it's interesting with today's and the past couple of days, the past few weeks, buying has actually picked up. Buying has been stronger. There's been no, it's like the selling just stopped. So what that tells me is maybe we're finding a little bit of a bottom here due to the more increase in gold.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Now, why did gold drop as dramatically as it did from, well, of course, it seemed to be at a floor about 1720, and then suddenly it was down to about 1500. It was 1580 at one time today. But basically, of course, it's all manipulation. You have some of the wealthiest people in the world interfering in these markets. And certainly if you read the international forecaster, as I do religiously, I was just reading it this evening, and he pointed out that suddenly thousands of gold contracts suddenly all appeared on the market, I think it was on Monday, designed to run the price down. You have to understand that here in the United States we have six major banks. We have, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, we have Morgan Stanley, we have Citigroup. They're all Rockefeller banks. And we have, of course, the Wells Fargo, we have Bank of America, and we have one other, that's Goldman Sachs. And certainly they have strong ties over to Europe. And basically they control about 60 to 70% of all the banking assets in the United States. How do they amass that? Why? Very, very simply, because they're part and parcel of this cabal that runs our nation. They create money out of nothing. That's the wonderful thing about banking. If you have $1 in deposit, you can create $70 or $60 and just go out and buy up the media and buy up other banks and buy up the major corporations is what they've done. And you can also buy up the politicians. Oh, you don't necessarily get the money. You just have an opportunity to get involved with an IPO, an independent public offering of one of your corporations. And of course, they simply, and this is a standard procedure with a congressman. Ordinarily, these are stock offerings by the major corporations. And usually they will go up, but of course you give it to the congressman the day before it goes to the public. The day before it goes up and he doubles his money, or perhaps before the day that it opens and then he sells out immediately. But that isn't really a bribe. He's just a business. He's just buying a public offering. What's wrong with that? So like Newt Gingrich, who excuses the fact that he got millions of dollars from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He said, you know, well, what's wrong with that? I form a corporation. We give advice to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We just sell them information, and that's the free enterprise system. And as Congressman Ron Paul said, yeah, but of course, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are government-owned corporations, and that money came from the taxpayer, and they're consistently losing money, and they've lost hundreds of billions of dollars, and you got all your money from them. And that's what is known as, that's how the system works. And certainly favored people like Newt Gingrich, who just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who's always been a dedicated liberal, who is very, very close to the Tofflers, who have written extensively about New Age. And of course, Newt Gingrich is deeply involved in New Age. He always has been. He's a serial adulterer. And he's suddenly been created by the mass media as, of course, the leading conservative contender for the Republican nomination. Who supports him? He doesn't have any public support. He doesn't have any money. It's all the establishment. The invisible government we talk about, wants anybody but Ron Paul for the presidency. I wonder why. We'll be back in just a moment here. Give us a call. Well, Melody, certainly it's an interesting time as far as the politics are concerned. What are your thoughts about what's coming down the line?
You know, it's interesting. I watched the Saturday.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We have running about 11% a year inflation here in the United States. The government is simply lying about the inflation rate, exactly as they're lying about the unemployment rate. I mean, they tell us, oh my goodness, we're getting more jobs, the unemployment rate dropped from 9% to 8.6%. They didn't tell you why it dropped. It was because half a million people simply gave up looking for work. I think the figure was something like 467,000 people gave up looking for work as though they're no longer considered unemployed. And they juggle these figures for the gross domestic product, for the inflation, for the unemployment. Oh, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for the government. And if they tell the truth, they lose their job. And the media is certainly not going to tell you, although there are a few people, Robert Samuelson, the columnist, usually has fairly accurate information. It's a lot of things he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the invisible government of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but I certainly have statistics on what's happening economically. And the average individual, though, they should be able to see the inflation. It's really going to have a disastrous effect on the people down the line, I fear. And the people really don't understand that inflation leads to the destruction of the very structure of a society, and there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to debauch its currency. And the cabal that controls both political parties is intent upon that. And, of course, when Congressman Ron Paul talks about the basis of our problem is the Federal Reserve System that's created this inflationary spiral, he's the only person there of all the political candidates who's telling the truth and pointing out that the only solution to this problem is audit the Fed, get rid of the Fed, and get back to a solid currency. Anything else you wanted to say, or do you have a comment, Melody, before we go on? And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Melody, do you have a comment?
We're going to continue, as you mentioned, we're going to continue to see inflation creep into every aspect of our lives, heating bills, our electrical bills, our food bills. I mean, everything is going to continue to increase. And again, it's all monetary policy. And again, just another reason why gold and silver is so important. And that these pullbacks in gold that we see, no matter how strong, the fundamentals are still there. And, of course, everything, all the fundamentals have just intensified. And I think people owning gold and silver, we have to remember that. Because, yeah, when we see these big swings in gold, it certainly wakes you up. And it certainly a lot of people question why they own gold and so forth. And they might begin to think it's time to sell. And that's the worst thing that you could do at this point in time. So you just hold on there. It's a long term. And, again, the inflation in our prices and our food is just another signal, is just another sign for those who understand.
Oh, Rich, do you have something else you'd like to talk about?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Grandpa Liberty. Melody, I have a question. Dr. Stan got me half out of my retirement fund this year, and I put it in the metals. And in January, I'm going to pull out the rest because I didn't want to pull it out 1 year and get whacked so bad with taxes. But they've been talking about silver is a better investment because it's down to 29 right now. Maybe in January it might be down to 27 or whatever. Who knows? Would that be better to get into than gold?
I don't believe gold is better than silver, and I don't believe silver is better than gold. I think you have to look at it on an individual basis and what's suitable for you, what you currently hold, and how much you're looking to put into the market. I mean, certainly we've seen silver at lower levels, but actually gold, well, until we saw these pullbacks that we've seen, gold has actually been doing better. But I look to each one for what they stand for and what the fundamentals are of each. You look to gold as your preservation of wealth. And, of course, I view that as a savings account and silver as a checking account. Usually my recommendations, and, of course, this changes, too, based on the amount that you're looking to put into the market. Usually I'll recommend 70 to 80% gold and 20 to 30% in silver. That doesn't mean people follow it. I have people who are 100% in silver. I have people who are 100% in gold. But it's suitable for them. And the key thing is being educated and knowing the difference so that you can make it an informed decision on where you need to be. But I don't chase any investment for the gains that we'll see in the future. You know, I never chase yields. I never chase gains.
I think the whole thing is maintain your wealth.
Exactly.
Maintain your wealth. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
We'll get to him in just a moment. But before I do, Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website so people know how to get in touch with you. Then we'll get to Robert in upstate New York. And then, of course, we have other people calling in. But we have one line open at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is DGS, for discount gold, silver, DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com for the website. And we do radio programs. They're archived there. And we're also are setting up our own little newsletter to keep you posted on changes in the gold market and if we do any specials or things like that. So you can go to the website and sign up for that. So.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Robert in upstate New York. And if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call. Hi, Robert. Do you have a question or comment?
No, this is David.
This is David. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to Robert, but where about you from, David?
I live in the Capital District area, you know, the Troy, Albany, Schenectady area.
All right, fine. Well, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, this is interesting because I had picked up a book that Larry Burkett wrote back in the 1990s, and he's got a section or chapter in regards to investing in precious metals. And it sounds like he advises to shy away from investing in gold and silver. There's a quote from his book. Is it right if I read the quote?
Sure, you go right ahead.
Okay, this is a quote from Larry Burkett. And the name of the book is called The Coming Economic Earthquake, and it was written back in the 1990s. And here's what he says. There is no doubt that our economy would be better off today if we had remained on the gold standard. But we have been divorced from it for more than 50 years now. In my opinion, neither the United States nor any other major economic power will return to the gold standard in our lifetime. To do so would require that gold would be revalued to approximately $64,000 an ounce. It is far more likely that we will evolve into a totally cashless economy as a result of the coming crisis, not one based on precious metals. Do you have a comment?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know what you think about that. Do you think that you'd be better off today to be in paper money or in gold, having seen what it's done over, say, the last 4 or 5 years, gone from about $600 an ounce up to almost $1,700, almost $1,600 today? Would you have been better to have invested your money in stocks and bonds, or better to have it invested in gold?
Well, I more or less agree with what Larry Burkett was saying. I believe we're headed towards a cashless society.
Well, we may very well be, but what happens if, of course, in the meantime, of course, this whole thing falls apart, because the cashless society comes at the very end. And that, of course, was the anti-crisis in power. But, Sydney, if you don't want to invest in gold and silver, I suggest you don't do it. I personally believe he's entirely wrong. I believe, of course, that one day we may have a cashless society. But what happens if it happens, let's say, 20 years from now? And in the meantime, of course, gold does go to $64,000 an ounce. How would you feel?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, there's always that risk.
I think you're taking a lot more risk by leaving your money in paper money, but you're going to have to make that decision. I think it would be a very, very foolish thing to do. I've studied this thing for a long period of time, and a lot of people are a lot smarter than I am who agree. If I could give you a suggestion, go to the website shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, it's a website for John Williams, who's a professional economist, and you'll find out that most of the people who are economists, of course, agree with that, and they use John Williams' statistics. He has a section there on hyperinflation 2011. Pull it down, read it through 3 or 4 times, as he talks about the fact that we're going into an inflationary spiral, and out of that inflationary spiral, of course, is going to this destruction of the value of our currency. So if you're in paper currency, you guarantee you lose everything, because if you want to be a moderate, you simply stay half in paper currency and half in gold and silver. You'll have to make the decision, but of course, where is Larry Burkett now?
Larry Burkett passed away. I know he used to live in Arizona.
I know. Well, he passed away, and he's not going to have to, of course, live through, I believe, the disaster he's creating for people. I think one day there will be a cashless society, because the Bible says. But that could be 20 or 30 years from now. What about you and your family in the meantime? Do you think you need some sort of insurance policy, a currency insurance, to make sure that you will have something to protect your family with?
Well, like I said, Dr. Stan, I'm leaning more towards what Larry Burkett was talking about. I firmly believe we're headed for a cashless society, but like you said, it could happen in 20 or 30 years.
Sure.
But it sounds like the dollar is going to eventually become worthless.
I think it really is. And the question at that time, would you be better off to have gold and silver, or would you be better off to simply have paper money? So you certainly follow what you want to, but I think that Larry Burkett's advice was very, very poor. And you may find out that he's right and I'm wrong. But right now, I'll stick with my advice, and this is what I'm advising my listeners to do, and those who would like to follow David in upstate New York, and certainly the idea that one day that while we are going into a cashless society, in fact, in Ezekiel, it talks about, of course, the time is coming when people will simply throw their gold and silver into the streets. But nobody ever tells you when that time is. Nobody even knows where in the Bible it says that. It comes from the book of Ezekiel. and is talking about the time of God's wrath after the Christians are no longer in the earth. But I appreciate your call, Dave. Any other remarks you'd like to make?
No, that's it.
All right, fine. Well, then I suggest you do not invest in gold and silver, and we'll find out who's right, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think out there in the listening audience. Do you think it's a good idea to try to protect yourself and try to protect the currency, or at least to invest part of what you have into gold and silver? Certainly, a Melody saying you ought to have, what, about half of your investments in gold and silver?
I think you need to have a minimum of 50, and, you know, because I really don't see anything else, but absolutely have a minimum of 50-50. I mean, I have many clients who have more, because when you look to a currency that's being devalued and the future being uncertain, you know, many people like to have more than 50. But if you have to carry paper, make sure you do 50-50. To me, it just doesn't make sense if you have, if you, you know, are carrying a $500,000 of paper and have $30,000 in gold. It's like, what's the point? So insure it like you would your home. I mean, if you have a home valued at $500,000, you wouldn't write an insurance policy for $50,000. So, you know, keep it balanced. That's the key. Keep it balanced, basic, and simple.
And, well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, we know that there is a conspiracy out there. So we've verified this. And if you have any question, that the Trilateral Commission exists, go to their website, and to get their membership list, you'll find that the people who control Barack Obama are the people, of course, who are listed there. And then, of course, well, you can go to the Council on Foreign Relations, and you can get their website. I've been to there a number of times there, the headquarters at 5086-82. I've gone through their files there. I've gone through their records. I've researched Professor Quigley, Professor Carol Quigley, a professor at Harvard and Princeton, who ended up at Georgetown University. And after he died, why, I went back to Georgetown. I talked to his wife and to his mistress and his best friend and his secretary. And I went through all of his papers and found out about the secret society that has been working for years within the Christian community to mislead Christians. And boy, they've sure done a good job of it. Most Christians are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, and they're allowing the same thing to happen in America that, of course, the Nazis were able to accomplish in Hitler's Germany, and getting the people to just go right along with the government. As Erwin Lutzer points out in his book, Hitler's cross, which we carry. They kept quoting Romans 13 over and over and over again. They got the ministers to go along with that because they paid the ministers' salaries to keep the Christians from doing anything to preserve their freedom. And as far as the Jews were concerned, their leaders were telling them that God would never allow anything bad to happen to the Jewish people. Just go along with what the government says. And unfortunately, that's what's going on today. We've got John calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. I've got a question for Melody. When should you buy junk bag silver versus bullion?
All right. When should you buy junk bag silver versus bullion?
And when you mention bullion, you're referring to bars?
Bars or the silver rounds?
Or silver rounds. When you purchase, bars were very popular because at one point in time, they minted many of them, and then when the price got so low, they quit marketing them, they quit making them, and they became, it was just a natural process to go into the 90% silver. They since then began remaking bars, and really the premiums, at one time you could have significant savings if you went with bars. Well, that savings is no longer there. So it's always better to get government minted coinage. 90% silver is probably the probably cost about the same as if you purchase bars, and it's still spendable. Now, you don't want to take it to the store and spend it. You want to sell it for the silver content, and you want to keep it for the silver content. But if you had an extreme emergency and you had to go to the store and use it, you could do it. We don't want to do that, and I don't encourage anybody to do that, but those are the reasons why you buy the 90% silver. You get more silver for your money. It's still spendable. And so I always prefer coinage over bars, because the savings in bars just isn't there anymore.
What about the silver ounce coins?
The silver rounds?
Yeah.
Silver rounds are okay. I mean, some people still like that bullion. They're cheaper, or they're less expensive than what an American Silver Eagle is. I mean, you're looking at anywhere from $1.50 plus less expensive. So people want that savings. So it's a bigger savings between those two, and they prefer to go with the rounds. Now, people prefer the rounds over the bars, well, versus like 100-ounce bars, because it's more divisible. You can have 1 ounce instead of 100 ounces.
And each coin is 100% silver, correct?
Triple nine.
Okay.
Triple nine.
Anything else, John?
No, that's it.
All right, God bless. Let's go to, of course, we have Rick calling from Utica, New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And Utica is upstate New York. Rick, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do have a question. I've been hearing about buying the gold and everything like that. My question is, if things are moving in the direction that you suppose it is, and I believe it is, a totalitarian government, the Trilateral Commission taking over society, what makes you think that they're going to even let people own gold or have wealth?
All right, fine. Melody, why don't you answer that?
I mean, gold has always been around. Gold has been around from day one. It is a currency. And, yes, they did confiscate gold, but we used money as gold at that point in time. They can do anything they want. But, again, what do we do in the meantime? What do we do until we go into this cashless society in the future? What else are you going to do? What else is there?
And I think, Rick, because the thing is, you have to be objective. If you're smart, you'll have a gold outside of the country. If you're smart, you'll have it diversified. If it's smart, of course, you will remember what happened back in the 1930s when they confiscated gold, and only about a quarter of the people turned in the gold. The rest of them refused to do it. They had to turn in their gold certificates because they had no value, but so the people kept their gold. They didn't turn it in, and you can't arrest everybody in America. Do you think that they can?
Well, I'm not sure if they can arrest everybody in America, but, you know, we're talking about setting up FEMA camps and...
Sure we are. We're moving towards a dictatorship. And
very quickly.
Exactly. And basically, of course, you should be in silver. If you're worried about them confiscating gold, why don't you get silver?
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about it because I'm not in a position where I can even buy it anyway. But what I'm trying to say is that the conspiracies that are going on, it sounds like... let's picture living in Russia.
I think living in Russia may be a lot better than what's going to happen to America, because I believe that we're going to see God's wrath on America. It was terrible, horrible living in Russia, but God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And because the most important thing that you can have is a personal relationship with our Lord. But if you have a family or you want to, of course, be responsible, you have to look forward to trying to survive. We're moving into difficult times. You can do nothing, or at least you can try. And what I suggest is you try and then cover all your bases. In the final analysis, it's a spiritual battle, and God is going to bring his wrath on America. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, one last comment. What makes me suspicious is just about everybody that I hear on the radio, including those that are perpetuating this type of conspiracy, are all recommending to buy gold and silver. I find it very strange that people that are working to bring everything down is trying to help us by telling us to buy gold and silver.
One of the conspirators who is actually recommending gold and silver. Could you give me three names?
All right. Sean Hannity.
No, Sean Hannity is not a conspirator. He's simply a communicaster who does what he's told to do. He's not trying to bring it down. He wants to keep his job, and he knows if he tells the truth, he'll lose it. Give me the names of the people who are really part of this trilateral CFR complex, the Brotherhood of Darkness, who are telling the people to buy gold. And you won't find any of them. Hold on, we'll be back. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah, I got you.
I guess we lost Rick, so Melody, that gives you 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
You know, these...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Coins.com. That's DGS Coins.
God bless. Thanks very much, Melody. And of course, Melody does help support Radio Liberty, but we think she does a good job. And she's been with us probably 6 or 8 years. We've never once had a complaint from any of her customers, and that's pretty unusual. During that time, we've actually had to tell several gold dealers who just couldn't carry the programs because, of course, we'd had reports that they were not taking good care of my listeners. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, why, you can reach us at 1-800-544-8927. We are involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's still primarily a spiritual battle. Because behind the Trilogical Mission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and, of course, the Royal Institute for International Affairs and all of these various organizations we talk about are powerful spiritual forces. And certainly this movement began in the 1870s. The Secret Society, which is the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the foundation for the Council on Foreign Relations, was formed in 1891 by a group of people who were either associated with Masonry or spiritualism or theosophy, which is Satanism. Understand, this has not happened by accident. It happened on intent. And behind this are powerful spiritual forces. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense today. Just look at the logo for the Trilogical Mission. If you haven't seen the DVD we offer, an interview with Patrick Wood on the Trilogical Mission, you need to get it. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Dark Secret, on the Forbidden Secret, and the syllabuses that go with both of those talks. You need to get a little pamphlet on the history of money and on the prophetic warning. They're both inexpensive little pamphlets, but we've written both of them. They're well worthwhile reading. We have a talk on the financial tsunami. We have simply a talk on financial Armageddon, talks we gave some time ago. The classic books you need to read would be Fiat Money, Inflation in France. Fiat money, inflation in France. It's a story of what happened in France following the revolution in 1789. You say, why would I be concerned about what happened in France over 200 years ago? Well, you should be concerned about what happened in France 200 years ago, because exactly the same thing is happening today. And quantitative easing one was, of course, carried out at that time as the economy began to slow down. After they created a paper currency, why, of course, the economy was great initially, and then it began to slow down, so they began to print more money. And then, of course, that worked for a time, but not very long, and then they had to print more money. That's quantitative easing, too. And then, of course, they had to begin to print more money, and that's what we're in the process today. As the Federal Reserve is massively increasing the amount of money out there, and of course then the banks using leverage, the fractional reserve system, increase that amount of money in circulation 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times, and they make a lot of money on that, creating artificial money, but there's nothing behind it. And when this whole thing collapses, when the government has spent so much money and they no longer can borrow money from anybody, why, of course, the whole monetary system collapses. It's happened dozens of times throughout history, and it's about to happen in America. Make your preparations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Sydney, for our friend John Loeffler. Pray for Congressman Ron Paul, because believe me, he's risking his life telling the American people the truth. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Patrick Review of the August Review, Patrick Wood of the August Review, and of course, Patrick is certainly one of the best informed people. In fact, he is the best informed person on the Trilateral Commission in America. During the late 1970s and early 1980s, he worked very closely with our friend Anthony Sutton, Professor Sutton, as they researched the Trilateral Commission, as they researched the Council on Foreign Relations, as they researched the invisible government that rules America today. Of course, we know a lot more about the Trilateral Commission. We know, of course, that even David Rockefeller admits that they are a secret cabal aimed at bringing about this new international order. And David Rockefeller admits that. He doesn't mention the Trilateral Commission, but he mentions that many people believe that he and his family are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a new international order, and then says, and if that's the charge, I am guilty and I'm proud of it. That's on page 405 of his memoirs. You need to get it. You need to read it. Then he goes on to tell you what they're doing and how they're raising the living standards throughout the world and what a great job they're doing. And he's absolutely right. They are raising living standards throughout the world. But they're going to lower living standards in America, and they intend to destroy this country. They're answerable to no one, certainly other than themselves and the God they worship, who is not the God of the Bible. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, hello, Dr. Stan. Good to be back with you again.
Okay, fine. Are you on a speaker phone, or is just a regular phone?
I'm actually on a regular phone.
Okay, very good. So, well, why don't you just give us your thoughts on what's going on today?
Well, I think the economy is still in most people's mind, Dr. Stan, right now. As we talked earlier today, gold and silver have taken quite a hit in recent days, as well as stocks. I might add, the stock market has seems to have peaked again, is rolling over into a significant downtrend. And in times of volatility like this, there's a lot of confusion sets into people's minds because it doesn't fit the pattern of their thinking. So they get confused and fearful about what's happening. So we see this rolling through Europe. We see it starting to roll through the United States as well and other parts of the world. And it's sad. But, this is the world that we live in. The economic conditions that we see today were clearly predictable many years ago. We sowed the wind and we're reaping the whirlwind. It's pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, cause and effect. And, what the future holds for us is another issue. But we know it's going to be volatile. It's going to be turbulent. There's going to be difficulties that we probably don't know anything about today.
Well, I have no question about that. And, Chris, what's basically happening is that our leaders are spending money they don't have. And, of course, they're just continuing to borrow money. Neither the Republicans nor the Democrats have the courage or willingness to cut spending, and that's what you have to do. You've got to slash spending. You've got to accept the fact you can't continue spending money you don't have. You can't continue, as we are today, spending, 42 to 43 cents out of every dollar, the dollar that government spends is borrowed money. You can't borrow your way into prosperity, no matter how much you want to. Patrick, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, one of the venerable stock watchers in the world, Richard Russell, who I know is probably a pretty near a contemporary of yours, is just this man has been around, seems like forever. And he's been one of the most revered analysts over the last at least 50 years, I think. He just yesterday issued probably the most bearish report on stocks that I've seen since the 1970s. That is the early 1970s, which he predicted that bear market quite well. But his simple statement in his newsletter is, quote, get out of stocks, close quote. It couldn't be any more straightforward than that. He's basically just saying, you know, the stock market is just teetering on the edge of a major decline, and he's advising people just to get out. As you know, I've been bearish on the stock market off and on, pretty much mostly bearish for several years now. And it does look like we're headed into the third wave down of the bear market that started in 2007. So stocks are in for a roller coaster. The other assets in the world are getting turned upside down. You have instead of the dollar dying, remember just a few months ago, everybody was saying the dollar was going to die, and China was telling us it's going to sell all its dollars, and that was just horrible. Well, now we find out it's the euro that's probably going to die, and the dollar is all of a sudden in favor all around the world. And so the dollar is going up in value, very, very counterintuitive, I might add. The dollar is going up, other currencies, especially the euro, is going down, and the tables have been turned. And for all the complaining that China did, that they had, that they were forced to hold our debt, they have made virtually a 15 to 20% trade in the last 18 months for the debt that they held in U.S. dollars. That's our treasury bills. And that's because the treasury bills and bonds that they bought went up in price when interest rates went down, thanks to the Fed, and they have made 15 to 20% on their entire investment over the last 18 months, and they have nothing to complain about, I guess, do they? Would that we could do so well. But, you know, the currencies in the world, in any case, Dr. Stan, the euro is on the ropes right now. Most currency analysts are looking at it, shaking their head.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We said Patrick is just commenting that I was sitting a while back where everybody was saying the dollar was going to die, and yet, of course, the dollar is doing quite well. It's increasing in value. And, of course, this is because the euro is a real question as to whether the European currency is going to survive. And the people over in Europe are frightened to death. The people, certainly we know that certainly one of the largest insurance companies that has been around for 300 and some odd years, Lloyd's of London, has pulled its money out of the European banks over there and deposited it with the European Central Bank, where it doesn't get any interest at all. But they would far rather have their money in the European Central Bank, backed certainly by the assets of the European Central Bank, than in the individual banks over there, where if the banks go down, they lose it all, at least with the European Central Bank. They believe they have security. But a lot of other people, of course, have taken their money out of the euro, and they've transferred it to the United States and invested it in our bonds, both our federal bonds and corporate bonds. Why are they coming to America? Well, they hope, at least for temporarily, our currency will hold its value. They know very well that in all probability, the European currency is going to fail. The question is, if the European currency fails, what will happen to the dollar? And, of course, that's an uncertainty. We'll have to find out. I believe, of course, that it will come a time when we will see inflation. I mean, right now we probably have 10 or 11% inflation. Probably next year we'll have 20, 25% inflation, and then it may very well proceed from there. But there's nothing that is more disastrous to an economy than inflation, and yet the average individual has no idea what's going on. I mean, they don't notice, you know, that from one month to the next, why the price on so many goods is going up. I was going to buy some medical supplies the other day, and I buy them from a place called Herman Schein, I think it is. And I noticed that their new catalogs, they have all their products listed, but no prices. Why? Because the prices are going up so rapidly. Well, inflation is here. Nobody's telling the American people. The federal government, statisticians are lying about inflation. They're telling us that maybe, well, maybe 2%, maybe 2.5%, maybe even 3%. It's really right now running at 11%, at least according to John Williams. And the government, as with everything, lies, whether they lied about Pat Tillman and they lied about Jessica Lynch and they lied about the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam had and they lied something about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Are you going to believe there what they say about inflation? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Patrick Wood, who's saying that right now, the dollar looks like a fairly good investment. Of course, the Chinese have done very well. They are holding a lot of T-bills, and the value of those T-bills has gone up as the interest rates have fallen. But how long can the interest rates continue falling? How much further can they fall when they're down less than 1% on some of these various issues? Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, that's right. There is a limit, Dr. Stan, of course, how low the interest rates can go. I doubt we've probably seen the low yet. But the way traders and investors are thinking about this around the world, they would be willing to hold such an investment down to 0% interest if only they could get their capital back. The mindset is changing from how much income can I make to How can I protect my principal, my capital, my seed corn, if you will? And this is what's happened in Germany, for instance, where many interest rates on many of their shorter-term bills, or their bonds, are actually at 0% right now. And so investors are looking at safety and preservation of capital more than they are trying to make income right now.
The fallacy of that is that maybe you're going to get your money back, but if the inflation rate is not 2%, as the government says, but it's really 11%, when you get your capital back, where it's going to buy a whole lot less. And so basically, when you are invested at 2%, the inflation rate's 11%, why, because you're going behind. But most people do not think about this sort of thing. They think that currencies are stable, and the American dollar, the European currencies are not stable. Probably, certainly, one of the stablest currencies might be Canada or Australia, Chile, even perhaps the German mark's doing pretty well. But the dollar is up because, of course, people are panicking. They're looking for someplace. They're hoping a safe haven that they hope will give them security. But, of course, Lloyd's of London, they've been around for 300-some-odd years. They're pretty smart people. They're investing with the European Central Bank because, of course, they are frightened to death of the banking system in Europe. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, I heard one analyst on CNBC today, somebody I like to follow, who said that as far as the dollar is concerned, the dollar is the cleanest shirt in the dirty clothes hamper. I thought that was a good analogy of really what we're talking about. All paper currencies in the world, and they all are paper currencies. Nobody has a hard currency in a sense that is backed by gold or silver. Every currency in the world is just relative. It trades relative to the other currencies in the world. So, but they're all paper, and the end of it, they're all worth the paper they're printed on. But in the meantime, the dollar is performing well against the others. The end of the whole scheme, perhaps years down the road, will be that all the paper currencies of the world will go to the bonfire. And what happens after that is going to be anybody's guess. I think we're headed towards technocracy, personally, which will call for ultimately for a carbon-based currency. There's some signs of that right now in academic circles. We talked about that before. But until that happens, the currencies are going to trade in relation to each other. Right now, the dollar's on top. That could change, of course, you know, pretty quickly. But right now, the dollar trade has been a good trade, and the euro trade has been horrific. And haven't helped the people who bought euros and then bought stocks with those euros in Europe, like on the DAX or on the England Great Britain Exchange. Because they not only lost about 20% of their value in stocks, but they also lost about 15% of their value in the currency. So they got a double whammy. They got, you know, if they sell their stocks at a huge loss, try to bring the money back, it's going to buy a whole lot less dollars than it did, 9 months ago. So the people that moved their money offshore, in fear of the dollar, you know, just collapsing altogether, have really gotten hurt, Dr. Stan. I don't know if anybody's really talking about this, but unless they were very skillful traders, they would probably be hurt to the extent of 40 to 45% on all of their wealth if they moved overseas. And that is just a huge hit to take when we're faced with, you know, so dismal of, choices here at home, places to put our money.
You know, I've really been quite interested in really what the people with big money are doing. People with big money put their money in hedge funds because there you can leverage into tremendous profits. The only trouble is that certainly one of the finest traders in the hedge fund market is a man named John Paulson. And John Paulson, of course, was, believed that the price of treasury bonds was going to actually go up. He anticipated the interest rates would rise and then the value of the T-bonds would fall. That was it. And he invested, I don't know how many billions of dollars. Well, his major funds have lost 45% this year. I mean, here these are multimillionaires invested with John Paulson, and they've lost 45% of their seed capital this last year with John Paulson, who's a brilliant individual. I think he's absolutely right. I just think his timing is off. And when you're, of course, leveraged, you know, 30 or 40 to 1, your timing's off, this can be a disaster.
Well, yeah, whether he had it right or not at the time, I don't know. I think he missed a few things when he stepped into those trades. But I remember back in 2005, Dr. Stan, when Bill Gates, there was a big press release on this back then. Bill Gates said that he was abandoning the dollar and moving a lot of his wealth to Europe to denominate it in euros. That was back in 2005. And, if that's true, we haven't heard a peep out of Mr. Gates since then on whether he brought his money back to put it, you know, out of euros and back into dollars. If he left it there, Bill Gates has gotten creamed, and remember, he was worth like $50 billion a few years ago. He might have gotten creamed to the point of 20 or 30% by having his money overseas. I don't know, and I don't know of any way to track now exactly where he's got his investments. But I do remember the press release in 2005, how disgusted he was with the U.S. dollar and the U.S. And of course, he's a pretty left-wing guy. And he said, oh, I'm just gonna abandon the United States and put my money in Europe. And at this point, I look back on that. I said, well, I hope you got what you asked for, Mr. Gates.
The difficulty is, of course, that none of the paper currencies are stable, and all of the currencies in the world are paper currencies. There's no such thing as a gold-backed currency. There are a few countries that are building up their gold stocks. Actually, China's building up their gold stocks, as is India, as is Brazil, the so-called BRIC nations. But, of course, we really don't want to put their money there. You can't trust those nations because they're socialist, and they'd just as soon confiscate your money as not. So, basically, where can you put your money where it'll have even the semblance of safety? And that is, of course, one of the big questions that I think a lot of people are asking. I know, of course, what many of the wealthy people are doing. They're investing in gold and silver because they understand the history of paper money is that sooner or later, one way or another, it always collapses. Patrick, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Patrick was saying to me that the central banks some years ago in the 70s or so were certainly major sellers of gold when gold was down. But the question is, who was buying it? And they were selling, you know, hundreds of tons of gold. I believe it was going into strong hands. It was being transferred from the banks to strong hands. People of great wealth were buying gold, and certainly today, why the banks have been, of course, buying gold, what I believe, because they're buying it from these people who bought it much more cheaply. Certainly, we've seen a dramatic drop in the price of gold here in this last few weeks. And I was simply pointing out one reason this happened, and that is because J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs kept telling us the price is going up, the price is going up. Whenever the major banks, who are what I call part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, whenever the major banks tell you that precious metals are going to go up, it means they want to get you in there, they're manipulating you. They're not going to tell you what's really going to happen. They're going to tell you that they want you to buy, and then they're going to dump the price. And especially if you're foolish enough to be buying on margin or option, why, you're going to lose your short. The banks, of course, work in concert to manipulate the public and manipulate our reality, and I think that's exactly what they've done. The most beautiful example of that is taking place right today, whereas only a few months ago, why, both Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan were announcing that the price of both gold and silver was going to the roof. Do not listen to them, ladies and gentlemen. Understand they're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, part of the cabal that runs the world. And they give you exactly the wrong information. But you can be sure, of course, that as the price is down, somebody's buying. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, the way the mechanism works, in my study, in my opinion, is through a mechanism called, in technical terms, we call it a bear rate or a bull rate, depending on which way the market is going. And I would like to say first, I do not believe that the basic trend of a market is controlled by anyone. I, you know, like a stock market or bull market or whatever, I think that there are some very fundamental things that make a market go up and down. However, unscrupulous people have learned how to manipulate a market in a given trend to profit greatly from it at everybody else's expense. In other words, they learn how to game the system. And one technique that I felt very strongly was in play when the dollar was going down this last time. You had a chorus call from people all over the world, global elite type people, that the dollar was going to completely collapse. It was going to be the end of the dollar and the end of us and everything else. And the way I did some analysis on this and just kind of spot checking, and what these people were saying was all the same thing. It was like they had talking points almost, that they were just going down the list of these talking points saying how the dollar is going to crash. Well, that caught the public fancy, of course, and so people were dumping dollars and they were running from dollars, and these same people that were bad-mouthing it were sitting down there with a catcher's net or a catcher's mitt, catching all the foul balls as people were throwing their dollars away. And when the dollar finally turned, these people had been able to accumulate huge positions in the currency before it took off to the upside again. That's called a bear raid. That was perfected back in the early 1900s by people like old John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie and the other, you know, what they call the robber barons back in those days. They learned how to manipulate a bear raid or a bull raid, depending on the direction of the market, so they could screw the maximum number of people in the shortest period of time. And they did it all the time. They became famous for it. Well, these people are doing the same thing again today. It's the same kind of thing. If they want to unload a massive position in gold, for instance, they'll tell everybody, oh, go out and buy gold. And so if people are buying gold, they're laying off their positions on those people while the market's still going up. And then when they pull back from it, all of a sudden, goodbye, there goes the market down again. And that would be called a bull raid in that case. But we see this going on almost constantly in various market soccer stands. I don't see any way they can ever be caught or prosecuted for it, but it does happen.
Well, because the other thing is, of course, that they'll change the margin requirements, say, on silver or gold. People are there playing the options of the commodities market, and suddenly you ordinarily can say, buy it, or get a very good leverage, and then when they want to, they suddenly change that, and you don't have enough money to pay off you. You get a margin call, and you can't meet it. They seize your money, and of course, never play the commodities. It's a good way to make a small fortune out of a large one. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Oh, bless America.
be late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Patrick Wood. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, of course, it's my contention that we have this little small group of men who are pretty well running much of what's going on behind the scenes. Now, they can't run everything, but they do have their other people planted within the banking system and the corporations and the media, some people in the military, with both political parties, education, religion, and the great tax-exempt foundations. And as a result, they're able to influence a great deal of what's going on in the world today. And they're not that many of them. They just have the people positioned in very powerful positions, especially in successive administrations, whether they be Republican or Democrat. And they surround the President of the United States today. And we always want to blame President Obama for what's going on. I believe he's just a figurehead for the power elite behind him. Well, our guest, of course, is Patrick Wood, and he's analyzed this very carefully in the past. He publishes something called August Review. Patrick, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your publications and your writings? And if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to talk to Patrick, have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is www.augustforecast.com, and that is August Forecast Review when you get there. That's what you see, and most of the content on the site is free. I do have a newsletter, a premium newsletter that I published there called Findings and Forecast, and it's a nominal fee, just $10 a month or $89 a year, but if people want to stay up on a weekly basis with my economic and financial analysis, that's the way to do it. Subscribe to Findings and Forecast there. Otherwise, all my information on the Trilateral Commission and globalization and so on is there for the reading, and people are welcome to take advantage of that. I'd like to open up another issue I think is really important, too, to understand. That's talk about real estate again. We talked about the market first a little bit. I think we probably need to bring up the real estate debacle again. And there was two things in the news this week that really, not shocking, but it was definitely revealing. One of them had to do with some statistics of existing home sales that have been misreported going all the way back to 2007, and this was reported. These figures have been they're watched every month, and even on a weekly basis, to see what's going on with real estate sales and the statistics that have been released on this were wrong. They finally admitted this is the National Association of Realtors. They finally admitted this. They're going to re-release the right numbers, they say, on December 21 in a few days. And they expect to say that the actual sales of homes from 2000 on may have been overstated by as much as 15%. That's a huge number. And I personally, I think there's a scandal behind this that that may be as big as Fannie and Freddie and some of the other AIG scandals and stuff. We'll see if it catches on. But the big banks have an incentive to not report real estate sales correctly so as to make their own real estate sales go down in value on their books. But this is going to have a huge impact on how we look at the real estate market back to 2007. I think it's going to explain thoroughly why it felt so much worse than what they were saying it was. And so that's coming out shortly, and we'll see what that means for the whole scheme of things. If it was 20% overstated, then the real estate market really did take a crash in the last 3 or 4 years. A companion headline that came along with that, however, just today, is the admission that a new wave of foreclosures is about to hit the market again. And the reason that foreclosures have been bogged down in the last year and a half was mostly due to the robo-signing scandal. And that's all behind them now. They've got all the fines have been paid, and they're ramping up the foreclosure machine again. And that means that there's going to be a new flood of homes on the market, probably starting at the end of first quarter next year. And so the real estate market next year, through the summer, through the fall, and even into winter, will be very, very difficult. And we can almost say for certain that prices will continue to decline as inventory climbs. The banks don't want property. They don't want to own property. They don't want to rent it. They don't want to maintain it. So when they have a foreclosure and they throw it on the market, they will get whatever price, somebody will pop for it. And that means it will drive prices down in a neighborhood like a sledgehammer. This has already happened in many neighborhoods across the United States. So this is the other thing. Real estate's the other leg of the thing here. Most people have their money, their own financial wealth wrapped up in their home, the property that they live on, and they have taken just a huge, huge hit. Their 401ks were bad enough, but their personal wealth wrapped up in their home, the middle class has been decimated, and homelessness is on the rise again. I mean, it's just the whole social impact of this. Just huge, Dr. Stan. But people need to be realistic about the real estate market. This is not the time to be buying a house. I don't care what kind of deal it looks like. This is just not the time to do it unless you can pay cash and unless you're willing just to stay there and ride this whole thing out. If you will never need to sell your house to get the cash back out of it, I would say, if you buy a house right now, you're going to be really sorry a year from now or 18 months from now.
Somebody called me today and told me that they had come into an inheritance. They owed about $130,000 to $140,000 on their house, and they wanted to know whether or not to go ahead and pay off the home, or it would be better to take that money and buy gold and silver with it. What would you have told them?
I would have told them if they planned to live in the house for a long period of time and they were happy to live there, they didn't have a need to move, and they had their other needs met in their family, I would have probably advised them to pay the house off. You can't get kicked out unless you don't pay your taxes. You can't get kicked out because you don't pay your mortgage. You can get kicked out if you don't pay your taxes, so you need to make sure you can at least pay the taxes, present and future. But as far as gold and silver is concerned, I have routinely been advising my clients and readers to stay away from both gold and silver for a good 18 months now, basically, except for just a small percentage. I've always recommended people have maybe 5% of their wealth in gold and silver, just as a little insurance policy in case everything else fails. But unless you're very wealthy, you can't really put a lot of money into gold and silver on that basis. So the safest place for people to have been in the last 2 years has been cash. Yes, there's been a trade in the stock market. Some people have made some good money in the last couple of years. But cash is king in a deflation. And it's so hard to get your hands on cash right now that people are realizing if you got it and other people want it, you can drive a whale of a bargain. And this is happening all over the world. People can't get their hands on cash fast enough. And it's driving up the cost of getting cash, like the dollar is going up through the roof, for instance. People want the dollar. That is just driving the price up. This is, cash is king. It has been king. And there will be time in the future, maybe it's going to be 2013, maybe 2014, when there will be such bargains to be had, Dr. Stan, that those who have cash will set themselves up to get rich in the next, bull market or expansion phase that we finally have. And if we don't trip over into a technocracy altogether and capitalism is thrown out the door, someday there will be a recovery from the situation we're in. But not now. It's not done. We're still in the middle of it. And nobody knows for sure when it's going to be over, but 2012 does not look good. And 2013 right now looks highly suspect as well for a number of reasons. So it may be a few years before there's really before a person really wants to step out and get aggressive with real estate, aggressive with stocks and so on to buy on a long basis. And in the meantime, the right attitude is make sure you preserve your seed corn. It's just like the farmer when he's in a dust bowl, when the weather doesn't cooperate. And the smart farmer will put his seed corn away and go bury it in a can somewhere so he won't get tempted to eat it. And he waits it out until the rains return. He goes and gets the seed corn, and he replants his property, and he builds back up his crops. That's the way it's done. And the smart people and smart money people will behave the same way. When there's a drought, they will simply wrap up their seed corn, put it in a safe place, wait for circumstances to change, then they'll pull it out, and they go back to business again, making money.
All right, now somebody had called and asked about a loan modification. Of course, the government's been saying, we're going to make sure we want to keep the people in the homes, so we want to help you get a loan modification. And a lot of people have been trying to get loan modifications, and the banks simply keep promising to do something, and they don't do it. Do you think that this is a scam? Simply, I'm not certain why they're doing it, but they hope build up people's hopes. And then, of course, they don't get their loan modified. They lose their home. What are your thoughts on the loan modification that is being offered by the government today, or certainly offered by the banks under government auspices?
I wouldn't necessarily call it a scam. I'd be tempted to just as a knee-jerk reaction, but because it sure does look like it. They promise it and then nothing happens. But the government legislated this adjustment program. The banks don't like it for a number of reasons. They flat out don't like it. And it's going to lose them money in most cases when they make a modification. So they're very reticent to play ball, and basically they just drag their feet. They'll never give you a straight out reason, by the way, on why you're denied. It's like you make your request, you fill out the forms like they say, your application seems to just go into oblivion. You call back a month later and they say, you have to go and fill out another one down here. And I've talked to people, that's exactly what happened. They keep getting a runaround, and it's like, okay, guys, I get the picture. You really don't want to do this, do you? And I think that's the answer. The banks have no vested interest whatsoever to play along with the government. But, they go wink, wink, or, hey, we're really trying our best, Uncle Sam, to we're really making these modifications out here. And the fact is, in practice, they're just running people around the merry-go-round. And You know, this is a lot like what we saw back when Nixon imposed price controls and, you know, told everybody that, well, you have to limit your price increases to a certain amount. Well, you know, that was the law of the land, but did anybody do it? No. It screwed the market up so bad that interest rates went up to something like 17%, and it just, you know, it was a failure from the get-go. Well, price controls never work because that's the government is imposing a solution on industry that cannot possibly work. And these modifications and stuff are politically they're very attractive, but economically they stink. And so the banks just, you know, they're going to drag their feet every chance they get. That's my opinion.
Now, what about commercial property? Certainly it's not doing very well either, is it?
It isn't. Commercial property has been, in many ways, much worse off than residential property because it depends on income. And you cannot, you would never, ever hold a commercial piece of property as a residence, for instance. Your commercial property is only rated according to the income that you can generate by renting space to good, solid tenants. And good, solid tenants these days are very difficult to find. And so commercial real estate is just really hurting. There's a very, very high vacancy rate. The tenants that are out there, they're losing money, and they're not doing very well. And they don't want, you know, they want to lobby for lower prices, not higher prices. So the market is soft for getting good renters that were willing to pay a decent rate. And so, you know, the real estate market doesn't have a lot of real, you know, real rosy future at this point. And you just don't hear about it as much as you do residential real estate, but it's doing very poorly.
I certainly agree with you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have a question for Patrick Wood. Patrick, what do you, of course, hear about the, we lost Eric from Michigan. He was on the line there, and he suddenly disappeared. But basically, what do you hear about the Trial Out Commission? What are these people up to today?
Well, you know, we already documented pretty carefully how they had influenced the Obama administration. There was, I think, a total of about 12 members from the United States that were surrounded Obama when he first was elected. And so we figure that he's pretty much a puppet. We're looking down the road right now trying to figure out where the money is being spent on the current election and where these people are rallying, you know, to a candidate. And we see right now, we see Newt Gingrich at the top of the heap, and we see Mitt Romney at the top of the heap. Romney, for instance, has received more cash from the big major banks in New York City than all of the other candidates combined. He's like 4-1 against all the rest of the contributions to other candidates from the big banks. Well, that tells you where he stands, doesn't it? They would like Romney at this point, I think, but Gingrich is a fallback guy.
That's really very interesting. See, we don't know where the money's coming from the candidates. I've known there's an invisible force behind Romney. We've been sort of led to believe he was spending his own money. But if the big banks are behind him, well, that's, of course, a pretty good sign that he is not on our side, because the banks certainly are not on our side. We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Patrick, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, then we'll let you get to bed.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
The August forecast, it's well worthwhile. Sir Patrick's one of our favorite guests. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed our program this evening, and hope, of course, you'll want to become a member or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters if you're in a position to help us. So we can maintain our network of certainly almost 70 stations, outlets all across America every single week, or at least for a short period of time. Sometimes on some stations we're on 4 hours a day, and certainly those people are getting an awful lot of information. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, well, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on? Well, let me suggest that Patrick Wood's DVD on the Trilateral Commission is well worthwhile getting. My talk on the Dark Secret and the Forbidden Secret, they're available on DVD, the two separate talks, well worthwhile with the syllabuses that go with them. My book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you an understanding of who really runs the world and their ultimate goal and objective. And I think we're in about our 10th printing of the book. We think it's important. It's going to be available on Kindle before long, and hopefully more and more people will be reading it. But it's amazing how many people have read that book and told me that, emailed me or written and said the book changed their lives. Well, of course, the thing that will really change your life would be to get the Holy Scriptures, preferably the King James Version, and read the book of John. Read the book of John and see what Jesus claimed about himself. Because, of course, behind everything that's going on today are powerful spiritual forces, and you're going to need a personal relationship with our Lord to get through that. If you have not seen Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on The Final Countdown, and there are 10 DVDs in that set, or Judge Creation, or certainly the a fearful creation. There are 10 DVDs in each one of them. We recommend them. They're available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, there's another new one we'll be carrying called Who Says the Bible is True? And we'll be having that one very shortly. Who Says the Bible is True? Well, we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You'll call us at 1-800-544-8927. Then you'll certainly tell others about our program to try to get them to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. There's a small group of people who control the leadership of both political parties. They control the military. They control the banking industry. They control most of our major corporations. They control the educational system. They control many of our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. They have their people planted at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, which is why the Catholic Church, within the last couple of weeks, has come out and called for a global monetary system and a global government. But of course, we have the same sorts of people planted within the hierarchy of the Protestant evangelical faith, and certainly within the Jewish religion as well. Understanding that these people, of course, do not worship the God that we worship. I believe they worship a different God. And certainly there are Masons at the highest level of the Masonry. That's, of course, why John Paul I was killed after only 30 days in power. He wanted to clean up the Catholic Church. We ask you, if you doubt that, you need to, of course, get the 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi was a Jesuit. It's a 4-CD set. Fascinating interviews. The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, talking about it. Oh, do we have some work to do?